The best part of my day and the best part of doing this podcast is when I get really insightful questions and comments about what we're doing here on the patio, the podcast video. So I thought it would be a good idea to answer some of these questions. Let's share some of these comments so that we can come together and figure out our next best step. On today's episode of Casting Actors Cast, questions and comments for Jeff coming right up.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. How are you? I hope you're having a good day. I'm having a really good day. Like I said in the introduction, I just love getting questions and comments from you. And we're going to address some of those on today's episode. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I simply get to thank you for tuning in to Casting Actors Cast. We continue to grow this podcast, and it couldn't be more exciting for me. And hopefully, as the audience continues to grow, I hope you're going to find something insightful and useful. And actually, I really want to help you in some of your career choices and some of your choices about being an actor in the business of show. So hopefully I'm doing that. So that is my thanks. We're going to be right back after this. This episode of Casting Actors Cast would not be possible without the following cross-promotional shout-outs. Actors Connection. Please do yourself a favor and check out Actors Connection. They provide classes, seminars, workshops with working industry professionals to help you advance your acting career. Go to actorsconnection.com/New York for their current calendar of amazing classes, workshops, and events. WeAudition.com. WeAudition.com is the video chat community to audition, self-tape, rehearse, and get expert industry advice. Find a rehearsal or self-tape partner instantly. Earn money for rehearsing with other actors. And as a special incentive to Casting Actors Cast listeners, you will receive 25% off membership using the code CAC25. That's CAC25 for a membership discount. WeAudition.com. Acting and Voice Studios. I am excited to share that Acting and Voice Studios will provide top quality acting training for film and television to actors all around the world. Check out my bi-monthly blog posts on their website while learning more about classes for adults and young people, including voiceover and acting demo production. Go to actingandvoicestudios.com. Now, other places in addition to the ones I've just mentioned that I am teaching at include The Growing Studio and T. Schreiber Studio, so I ask you to go ahead and please visit their websites as well. And check out the schedule at castingactorscast.com/classes/workshops. And I hope that we can work together soon. And thank you for that. I hope you enjoyed some of those sponsors, and do check them out. We have a really nice agreement together. They promote my podcast, and I would like to promote them. It's sort of a nice agreement that we have. By the way, if you want to leave a question or a comment, there are several ways that you can do that. But first, if you go to the website, castingactorscast, all one word, .com, you're going to find a place where you can fill out a form that says dive into the talent pool. You can leave your question there. Also, if you do that, that's going to take you to some additional choices that are absolutely free of charge. One is a book that I wrote called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, The Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. It's 100 pages. It's a PDF that's easy to download, and it's all about doing voiceover work. Additionally, there's a free video, Casting Director's Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know. But I'm going to tell you, it's a free 20-minute video, all of that just so that I can get your email address and your name. By the way, I've said this before, and I really mean it. I don't do anything with that information. The last thing I would want to do is to spam you with stuff. But on occasion, I might send out, I don't know, some cool information, or maybe there's an upcoming live broadcast of the podcast, that kind of thing. But that's just on a very, very occasional basis. But you can join the talent pool. Hundreds and hundreds of you have decided to do that. And that is really, really cool that we're building this community of like-minded individuals. So thanks for that. So let's jump into the subject. The topic for today's podcast video is really all about your questions and comments. So I would love to just read as many as I can, try and get through as many as I can, and provide spontaneous responses to your questions. I don't spend a lot of time trying to, write out an answer for you, only because I like the spontaneity of just having a conversation. I think there's more value in that. Plus, I think there's hopefully you get a sense from me that I am being more sincere and, I'm not rehearsing my responses. So I think that might be kind of fun and actually more useful. So let's go ahead and jump into some questions today. This one is from Mark. And thank you so much, Mark. By the way, you can also leave your questions by just going to the email address, castingactorscast@gmail.com. So the website is castingactorscast.com. The email address, castingactorscast@gmail.com. Okay, enough of that. So here's Mark's question. With all that we've been through this past year, socially, politically, and medically, are the projects you are casting reflecting these challenging times? Or are you seeing more of a desire by producers for mounting entertainment-related projects? Sincerely, Mark. Wow, great question, Mark. Thank you for that. We are currently at McCorkle Casting. We're starting to do more and more theater projects, as we have done in the past, certainly before COVID. But we are also doing a lot of feature film work. So let me talk first of all about the feature film work that we're doing. We're actually working on 6 films right now, like various stages, but we're casting and we've been hired to cast 6 feature films. So we've got a lot of movie stuff going on. And because there's only our creative group at McCorkle Casting is only 5 of us, you can see that there's just an awful lot of work we're dealing with. But each of those films have a common element to them. Structurally, all of them are relatively small in cast size. Now, I believe that has to do with the budgets of the films, various budgets from, $250,000 to a $7.5 million picture. So the whole range is being covered in those films that we're working on. But what I find interesting is that they're all relatively small casts, no more than 10 or 12. A couple of those films are just 3 or 4 characters. So I find that really, really interesting. And I think that has to do with the COVID protocols of being on a set. There's so much attention that needs to be paid to make the environment safe for actors that I'm seeing that the smaller pictures mean there's just less intensity in terms of following the protocols that are being asked for. So that's one thing. The kinds of films that we're seeing are sort of falling into 2 categories, in my view. One is light-hearted comedy, just kind of fun, light-hearted, not a lot of special effects, for example, just situational comedy-type light-hearted things. I don't know how else to say that. So that's one kind of group that we're working on. The other group are horror movies or suspense thrillers. It seems to me that people are still yearning for the shock value or the psychological thriller, something that makes you think. So it's really kind of strange. There's no kind of in between. I'm not seeing a lot of romantic love stories, for example. Of course, relationships are involved in these films. But more importantly, I'm thinking, gosh, really funny, lose yourself comedies or films that make you think, and psychological thriller at that. I think that's kind of an interesting way to approach what we're dealing with now. Finally, I would just say to you, Mark, that we're seeing just a lot more projects coming to fruition. Meaning it feels like, and I've said this before for other things, so I'm going to use it again, but it does feel like popcorn in the microwave. We're just a lot of projects are getting greenlit now. And so people are starting to really gear up. Theater-wise, I can tell you the same thing. It's not necessarily that they're suspense thriller-type plays that I'm seeing, but I am seeing smaller casts, smaller projects with smaller groups of people. I believe that also has to do with wanting to make everything and everyone as safe as possible. So I hope that answers your question. Great question, Mark. Thank you for doing that. Let's move on to the next question. Here's another question. It's another person. They happen to be named Mark as well. Jeffrey, here's a question for you. What are your suggestions when it comes to gifts and tips? Who in the cast and crew should I tip/gift? When in the run of a show should I give a tip/gift? What size role in a production might it be expected that I tip/gift? And how much should I or what should I give? Thanks, signed Mark. Well, thank you, Mark. I love that question because, you know, I had to think about it. I had to think about my time as an actor, and I was an actor for 20 years. I can tell you that it was rare that I felt I needed to do a gratuity in regional theater or Lort theater productions. And I'm not sure the answer as to why. I honestly just don't remember that being something that I did on a regular basis. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. That's just me trying to recall, gosh, what was my experience in doing that? But what I will say is this, having worked on Broadway and off-Broadway, I believe a gratuity is a very generous and unexpected thing for those people that are working behind the scenes. Now, the exception to that, in my view, would be if there are sort of additional circumstances that warrant additional attention paid to you by something going on behind the scenes. Here's an example. If you have a very fast, quick change, for example, then you have a costumer that's there to really help you and help facilitate a really quick change on stage. You know, that's an extra effort that somebody is making on your behalf. So that might be something that when payday comes around, you decide that you want to do a gift card or you want to do here's $50, depending upon what you're getting paid, of course. But whatever you feel would be just a nice thank you is all you have to worry about. I don't think that there is a hardened tradition about gifting or tipping, but I do think it's an extremely generous and kind thing to do for those people who are going out of their way in a situation that is really most helpful to you. So that might be, you know, somebody in props who's really making sure that you're well taken care of. That might be the costumer, like I mentioned. That could be even a stage manager where you just a thank you is maybe in order, especially if you feel like you've been given some specific focus and or attention. But I will say this again, I don't think that there's any hard and fast rule. I think it's a kindness, but there is, in my opinion, I haven't seen any kind of expectation that that's something that should be done on a regular basis. So I would say trust your instincts. And again, I think it's lovely. I think it's generous. And I really appreciate you bringing that up because perhaps we should all be thinking in terms of helping each other out for those additional help, that additional help that we're getting from others. Thank you for that, Mark. So then here's a comment I got. Hi, I'd like to learn as much as possible about self-taping auditions and overcoming audition anxiety. That was from Matthew. And you know, Matthew, thank you so much for that. I do have some past podcasts and videos, podios, talking about this very, very subject. And I encourage you to go back into the archives by going to castingactorscast.com. You can look at past episodes, both video and audio. I think that might be worth looking into. But I will tell you, the feeling nervous thing is something I've been thinking about for some time. And on the air date for August 26, 2021, the name of the podcast is Feeling Nervous, Everything You Need to Know. So I'm going to definitely address that. That entire subject will be covered in a future podcast called Feeling Nervous, Everything You Want. I'm just looking at my notes here. Everything You Need to Know. That air date will be on August 26. So look forward to that. That only reinforces my thought about, gosh, you know what? Maybe we should cover this subject. So you did that already. All right, let's move on to our next letter that I received. Hello, sir. I love that, sir. I usually tell people that that's my dad's name. Yes, sir. I am Whitney, a 17-year-old young lady who lives in Jamaica. I guess all my life I wanted to be an actress. I graduated a few days ago. Congratulations, Whitney. I'm also a twin. We both want to be actresses. Jamaica is not like LA or New York City where we can pursue acting. I have talked with my family members about my career, and I don't think they believe we can actually make it. But I would really like to try. I really believe in myself with dedication to work hard. I know I can make it. If you have any advice, I would appreciate it, sir. Oh, there's that sir again. Thank you for taking time to read this letter of mine named Whitney. Hi, Whitney. Thank you so much. That's a nice letter. And first of all, congratulations again for graduating. I think that's really fantastic. And if you have a twin, that's like really cool as well. And, you know, there are all kinds of opportunities out there for twins, but here's my advice in terms of what to do for the immediate future. And my thinking is this. I want you to really make sure you can explore as many opportunities in where you are now, where you are living now, and not anything that is going to pose a burden or be overly challenging to your family. And the reason is, I want actors to feel very, very confident about themselves and their work. And if you are, like you say in your letter, sincere, hardworking individual, see what is there locally first before you decide to make bigger plans. I don't think bigger plans are a problem at all. I think it's great. I love the idea of projecting those plans. Visualization about your career and your future, I think, is really a great thing to do. I think it's positive. I believe in that. But for the time being, explore those things that you can come up with that are going to help you feel more confident and more secure about this as a career choice. One example might be to get together with friends and put together a production. It doesn't have to be a big thing, but maybe there's a space. Maybe you could write or come up with an idea for a story that can be told. Maybe you can use the technology like a cell phone. People are using cell phones and shooting entire movies on them now. So why not get creative and come up with some method by which you advance your own talent by creating something now? So in my view, work begets work. So try that out. See how it feels. Let other people know what your interest is. And once you start accumulating that kind of confidence, because confidence over time is something that's going to help reinforce your choice. And so that's why I would love to encourage you to do that first. Again, dream big, but start small. I hope that that was helpful to you. And please, listening to Casting Actors Cast is like a very cool professional thing that you could be doing for yourself to find out as much as you can about the business. So I think that that's a great thing to be doing. Okay, let's move on from that. Will an agent show interest in adding me to their roster, even if I only had experience in background work? Signed, Stacy. Thank you for that question, Stacy. Here's the reality. Generally speaking, background work on your resume as professional experience does not really satisfy an agent who might be interested in working with you. Now, I am all for everyone trying and getting onto a set, be background work so that you can see and feel how it works. But I suggest, and this is kind of harsh maybe for some, but I don't believe that you advance from background work to in front of the camera work like you logically are thinking. A lot of people make an entire career choice out of just doing background work. It is very, very difficult to transition out of that to being an in front of the camera actor. And so I don't necessarily think that background work is great for agent representation. It is great for your edification. Ooh, good word. But not necessarily great for an agent to go, oh, well, you've done background work. That means that you're going to be comfortable on the set. That may be true. But agents don't think that way. The way that agents think is they want to make sure they can market and that there are opportunities for you right now as an actor. So therefore, the better choice is to really do your best. Make sure that your acting is as good as it can be, especially acting in front of the camera type classes, auditioning in front of the camera, film and television acting classes. You can do that online now, which is really, really cool because you're using the Zoom medium for a lot of these classes. Well, that's the medium that we're continuing to audition in for a while. So why not take a Zoom class where you feel more comfortable in front of Zoom? Just a thought, just an idea. But it doesn't necessarily translate that background work helps an agent make that decision to work with you. It doesn't really translate that way. Let's move on to the next one. Hi, Jeffrey. I consistently strive to grow and evolve not only as an actress, but a human being. Looking forward to insight and knowledge. Jeannie, thank you for that. I appreciate that so much. And part of what I'm trying to do with the podcast is not only to help actors feel more comfortable and more confident and give them more insight into the industry, but I hope that some of the methods that I'm talking about are helping you in life, making better life choices. So I'm not trying to be a guru or anything about this, but I am just trying to say that a lot of these ideas, I think, are helpful in other arenas as well. And you just sort of validated that. So thank you for that. Next question. This is from Joe. Joe says, hi, Jeffrey. Do you teach ongoing classes, i.e. scene study? Also, can you or do you help with monologue suggestion? That's Joe. Thank you, Joe. Well, I do. When I have time, I love to do classes. It's one of the things that I just enjoy. Next to doing the podcast, teaching is like a sincere love of mine. And I was just telling somebody about this the other day. Just think about it. Casting directors don't often get a chance to give actors feedback on their work, right? Because you're coming in as a professional, I sometimes will share an adjustment that the producer or the director wants, but I can't take it upon myself to just give acting advice or adjustments to a scene. And so that's why I'm starved to be able to do that. And that's why I love teaching so much. So the classes that you'll find me at, you can go to the website, castingactorscast.com. There's a place where you can actually see my calendar of classes. I teach at various places. It has to do with my schedule, but I do from stage to screen class. I will sometimes do a voiceover class. I also do an on-camera acting class as well. So you can find me, but I do not I don't have the time, honestly, to take on one-on-one students with that. Okay, next question is from Shakila. Hi, Jeffrey. I'm really interested in hearing your insight on finding an agent and why actors feel they need one. Additionally, I've got another one that's very similar. Would love to find out how I can get a legit agent and or manager. How would I go about this? That's from David. So there we are with two questions from folks who really want to know more about agents. So guess what? Speaking of future podcasts, I told you about the one happening on 8/26, feeling nervous, everything you need to know. But before that, on 8/19/2021, the episode is called Agent or Manager. What's the big deal? agent or manager? What's the big deal? So I'm going to cover that topic in next week's Patio. So I really would love for you to tune in for that, because I believe you're going to get those questions answered. And so it's you asking me these questions that helped prompted me to do the next episode. So that's kind of cool. Now that we're winding down and I'm saying I'm kind of over time as per usual, I try to keep the podcast to around 20 minutes or so. I would just love to share a couple of the latest comments that I've received on the Apple podcast. It means so very much to me that you're listening, but it also means a tremendous amount that you are writing reviews and talking about the podcast on other platforms that I am out there on. And Apple Podcasts is sort of like the granddaddy, so that if you would be so kind and to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, if that's what you're listening on, or any of the platforms, it would just, you know, make me so happy, and I really, really appreciate it. But we're going to leave today, and I'm just going to read a couple of comments that I've received most recently on the Apple podcast. And this is from Bronze Cupcake. Excellent, uplifting, informative show. Jeffrey is such a positive light. He's also very smart and gives great insight and tools for the listener. His positive energy is infectious, and you feel better after listening. Oh my God, that's so nice. I know these are sort of self-aggrandizing, and I get a little bit humbled and embarrassed by it. But you know what? Sometimes we got to toot our own horns, right? I'm so excited about how this podcast is growing and how many of you have been responding that it just warms me up. So I'm going to read some of these are the most recent that I've gotten. And you know what? If I got a terrible one, I'm going to read that one too and answer it. But these happen to be really, very generous. Next one is great insight and delivery. This is from Jeek JD. Thank you, Jeffrey, for the 5 acting tips for self-submission. Indeed, all of the material that is available for actors on your website. So generous of you. I really appreciate your positive attitude and cheering on actors that you do in each episode. It's uplifting, and I look forward to every next episode. Gosh, Jake, thank you so much for that. And then finally, the last one, industry gem. This is from Candace. I had the opportunity to work with Jeff a few months ago and started listening to his podcast. As an independent producer and director, I cannot express how spot on Jeff's advice is. I wish all actors would listen and apply the tips Jeff gives. For those wondering whether it's worth your time, it absolutely is. The fact that he offers this for free is incredible. The podcast is an absolute gem for those wanting to get into the industry. Thank you, Jeff, for such a high quality and knowledgeable podcast. Wow, that's so generous. And thank you, Candace, for that. I really appreciate you taking the time to write such a nice review. And I would hope to hear from you. So please consider writing a review. With that, I'm going to say thank you for tuning in and listening. This is Casting Actors Cast, and I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.